I considered myself kind of a regular, and I got to meet Bookie himself. He would open the bar at noon because he had to shake so much. He could barely hold the key steady enough to unlock the door to let the bartender in to pour him a Budweiser. I dated the daytime bartender there, and watched that process of of getting in and having him calm down the shakes. And then when it first opened, there was these big black vinyl banquette seats up near the front. And when they realized that they needed more space to cram more people in, they ripped them out and put them in the alley behind. And I somehow said, "Oh my God, this is history! I have to take one of these banquettes home." And I had a tiny little apartment that they wouldn't even go in the door, not even close to going in the door. And I brought them home and I put them in the garage, and it just sat there until I moved. but I had a piece of piece of Bookie's history. I found a shot glass and a highball glass that had the Bookie's logo on them from the good old days, that I bought at a thrift store sometime in that period. And they had been sitting in my cupboard for all these years until like 6 months ago or a year ago, when I finally found my friend Larry on Facebook, and I got his address, and I sent those glasses to him as a present. And I've had them all these years.